Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm here with Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, CJ. We got a full crew here in the studio. But before we get to our psychic mermaid, I believe we have Crockett on, who dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. Crockett, are you there, buddy? Talk to me. Maybe? Maybe you are, maybe you're not. I'm not positive. One or
I'm
the
here.
Other.
Okay.
You are here. Okay, excellent.
David,
so what's up there, buddy?
In
reference to your previous segment with the sharks, I've dove the shark dive over in Bengal Lagoon in Fiji.
Right.
And also dove with bull sharks off of Pacific side of Costa Rica.
Nice.
And I've found that they're just curious. They don't seem to. We don't seem to be on the menu because if we were, there'd be a lot more accidents happening that you would hear about. You usually hear about sharks attacking people in what, chest deep water or less.
Yeah.
So, I've never. They're wonderful creatures. I've never had an issue with them. And I've never anybody I've ever dove with never said they've never had an issue with them. So
all right.
You know, it's just kind of like it's a lot of hype and
a lot of hype. What do you think about a shark that actually were to be sucked up into a tornado and dropped onto your head?
Well, if that was the case, then I'd be more scared of the tornado that would be capable of lifting a shark out of the water like that than I would be the shark.
Okay, that's one way to look at it. Okay, fair enough. I think it's good. Yeah, maybe he's right.
Well, it's possible that Crockett's familiar with, what do they call that thing? Science, logic, reason.
Science?
Yeah.
Nah. Why would we start doing
right.
that?
Yes. Okay. All right. I see where you're going.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. All right. Well, let's move on to our psychic mermaid. Valentina is her name. She has just relocated from the left coast.
Speaking of science.
To the Florida coast.
But
still the left coast of Florida.
But
how
wait a second.
That? What?
She was just at the Long Beach dive show.
Yeah.
So what did she... get into your carry-on luggage? What
she
happened?
Swam. She
I don't
swam,
know. Valentina, though. How did this come about? It was well in development before we went out to the scuba show in Long Beach. Am I right?
Yeah. This was something in the making long before. Greg had no influence on me.
I had no insurance on her.
Okay.
Or
whatever.
Something. Yeah, whatever it was. I mean, and besides, she's psychic. She, she sees the future, Bill.
I thought I was a sidekick.
I don't just see the future. I see the past.
Okay, wait.
I'm an old time zone.
All right, so you look into the past and talk to dead people or dead fishes when you're a mermaid or something. Is that, I don't know. I don't want to make fun of this. I'm just trying to say she actually is a legitimate, but I don't know. What do you call it? A ghost? I mean, it's ghosts.
Medium.
It's.
I'm a psychic medium.
Psychic so. Medium, okay.
Yeah, I'm
or
about
medium
a large.
Psychic. No, she's actually an extra large, but that's another thing.
She knows she's sexy.
Yeah, of course. She's Valentina. So, Valentina, first off, how are you liking Florida? Are you here for good, or are you still in the transitional mode right
now? This is transitional mode. I call this my research and scout out mode. However, the scouting out ended yesterday when I found a place in Clearwater. So... now I can actually just goof off and spend some quality time looking around.
Maybe
and
go diving or something like that.
Oh, all my dive gear is in my garage, but I am looking forward to going diving for sure. And since I'm so close to all these other islands, I will definitely be island hopping and going back to Bahamas and Bermuda.
Yeah.
Well, all those places. I'm excited to be closer to.
Now, are you feeling? Are you feeling at home on the left coast of Florida, like you were on the left coast in California there, or what? What do you think?
I'm already acclimated. It's weird. Home is where I am, really, and now this is where I am, and mentally and physically, I'm already here. I know I have to go back and pack up and make the long drive across all the states, but I'm already feeling comfortable here. I found Starbucks and Ross, and and I've got beautiful white sandy beaches. Life is good. I'll make the most of it. I'm just excited to be here. I love it.
Nice. Now, you know, we have Florida spiny lobster season coming up here at the end of the month. So are you going to be situated and maybe join us for that big event that we have planned for Lauderdale by the Sea the last Wednesday and Thursday of the week or a month?
What are those dates?
Well, it's last Wednesday and Thursday. I think it's like 29th and 30th of July.
I get to go lobster hunting?
Could possibly go lobster hunting or just hang out with the Scuba Radio crew and be a psychic mermaid for some folks.
Okay. I will do my best. I can't make any promises because, you know, it all depends on how quickly I get everything packed up.
Right.
Which is a one-man show, as always. But,
yeah. Can you talk to anyone via the phone, like right now? Say the limit for lobster season is 12 spiny lobsters each day. So I'm planning to dive on the first day. Are there any vibes you're picking up from ancestors of me or something that would say, hey, Greg, you are definitely going to slam. You're going to limit out.
Or will you just let history be the judge and say, no, you shan't be limiting out?
You will probably. I'm predicting. I see four lobsters for you, but.
Four lobsters per 15-minute dive, maybe?
Per week.
Come on, I'm the lobster slayer when it comes to catching these lobsters. You got to help me out.
Oh, you are.
Internet.
You're good with that.
You're talking to the wrong dead person right now.
She actually feels the truth behind your lies.
No. No, I don't know. You're not seeing a lot of lobsters in my future at the moment, or
I only see four lobsters.
Oh man,
I'm not sure if that's the entire season, the catch, or just a minute.
Yeah, you're bumming me out.
Like
now,
I said, Valentina. I don't do animals.
You don't do animals. What do you mean?
And I mean that in the cleanest way.
I like your style.
Yeah. What do you mean?
You actually should mean that in every way.
No, she's a veg.
She means that in both in both the cleanest possible way and the filthiest possible way. She just doesn't do it.
Yeah. No, you're vegetarian. Is that what you're trying to say, Valentina? Or no?
Yeah, I am vegetarian.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, all right, I understand. And lobsters are animals, and she doesn't eat
lobsters
them.
Lobsters are our friends, but that's not why I don't eat them. I just don't like them.
Oh, you don't like lobsters? You just haven't had them cooked up
the right
way. She's
heard them say bad things about her.
No, yeah, wait a minute. You would eat a lobster, but you've had lobster, and you don't like the taste of lobster? What are you, from another planet or something?
I finally tried conch, and it was okay.
You like conch better than lobster?
Conch was okay.
But I put a lot of hot sauce on it, so I probably...
She really likes hot sauce.
Oh, you said conch. Yeah.
Hot sauce with a little bit of conch on it.
Okay. And I'll tell you what, you have not had lobster prepared properly then. Because, you know, Florida spiny lobster, when it's fresh and it's prepared correctly, is just one of the sweetest meats you could eat from the sea. It's just an amazing concoction. That's why Florida spiny lobster season is such a big hit with the divers down here. You got to get with your friends here on the East Coast now.
I mentioned the lobster season in Redondo Beach.
Yeah.
And I started hearing it was night diving, which I love.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to put your knee down on the lobster and measure it, and it's sharp, and, you know, it's
We use loopers.
It sounded like a lot of work, but I would love to catch the lobster.
Yeah, you know, in Florida here, we use tickle sticks and loopers. So how's that sound?
Okay, that sounds interesting.
Yeah,
sounds like 50 Shades of Weird.
Heck yeah. Welcome to town. Yeah, no, they got a thing, too, if you catch this year, brand new, if you catch or you take out 10 lionfish, they'll increase your limit by one lobster. So they're trying to create an incentive.
It sounds like a video game.
Well, yeah. No, it is. Well, they're trying to create incentive to take more lionfish out of the environment.
I'll just kill lionfish for the fun of it because I like spearing things.
But, oh, there you go. You take out the lionfish, and I'll take your extra lobster. I think that's a fair trade. You'd be a lionfish whisperer or slayer.
I think
slayer.
Yeah. No, I love lionfish. They're pretty, but I get it. We have too many.
Yeah. And
well,
actually, they're pretty
tasty. Some is too many.
What do you mean, some is too many?
They're an invasive species, and they end up wiping out the hatcheries.
I know.
And the...
Don't educate me on...
Yeah, don't tell her. She knows dead people.
You are, but what am I?
Yeah, really? Come on. All right. Well, Valentina, thanks for checking in. We do appreciate
your
insight, as always. And we will talk again real soon, okay?
Absolutely. Bye, guys. Safe diving.
All right. There you go. Valentina, the psychic mermaid. We got all kinds here now. And they're coming closer, which is a good thing, I think. Isn't it, Bill?
Probably.
Okay. That's best we can expect.
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. That's what I always say.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official live aboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the live aboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, my name is Alexa from South Wales.
Well, okay.
If you like going down like me, then here's the man to see. Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Every time I get high, you want to go. Every time I want to get down, get down, get down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bumble Boy, and Curly Johnson. CJ is in the studio with us.
You are a madman.
Yes, well, that's debatable. Well, it depends on who you talk to. You know, Valentina, you know, she talks to, she's psychic. So she talks to dead people and I don't know, they tell her ancestors or sees the ancestors that are surrounding us and can help us direct our futures. And it's kind of good to have
that.
Well,
how would they know that? They wouldn't know what to make of any of this technology.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's 2013.
Yeah.
So they're not going to know what, you know, look at an iPad. They wouldn't know what that is. So how would they help us?
Magic. That's all I got. That's all it could possibly be is magic. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So.
or that.
Could be that, too.
Now, you know, you were talking about the
Bug fest.
Lionfish.
Oh, the lionfish, right, yeah.
Yeah, the FWC has authorized that for every lionfish that is, for every 10 lionfish that's taken per person per day, you may add one extra lobster.
To your limit.
To your limit per day.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, that's a good. That's pretty good. It's a little high, unfortunately, for, you know, the more popular dive sites off of South Florida, where we're planning to go ahead and take advantage of lobster season, I think, because those are such popular dive sites. You know, a lot of the dive operators already, you know, have the lionfish somewhat in check, because they don't necessarily let the passengers take out the lionfish all the time, but, you know, the dive masters and stuff, they'll take out one or two when they see them out on a popular dive site and that kind of thing. So, I don't know. 10 might be a bit much, but it's hard to say. I mean, I haven't been down there lately. So
apparently, they're a good starter spearfishing fish.
Absolutely.
Because they don't move quickly.
They don't move quickly. They're dumber than a box of rocks when it comes to spearfishing, because they don't
try to avoid it.
What about underwater mines?
What do you mean?
Okay. If everyone's finished being stupid.
No. We got another 40 minutes to kill.
But there is a product that was developed by Ali Elhage in Sarasota called the Zookeeper.
Right.
And it's essentially PVC piping. Mm-hmm. With a rubber flap, and you take your speared lionfish and you put it into this
PVC pipe. Yeah,
yeah, and that way you don't have to worry about it, the careful handling of your now dead lionfish.
Yeah, which is that believe it or not, that's when they can get you.
Right.
And what happens? It's not
maybe Valentina can talk to them now that they're dead and ask them to not please
spike us.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I mean,
she said she didn't do animals.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I'm sure, you know, now that she's moved to Florida, she'll expand her psychic abilities possibly. But yeah, I mean, the thing is about the lionfish is that, you know, when you're catching them, when you're trying to take them out as a scuba diver, you have your zookeeper and you spear them. Most devices are a Hawaiian sling type of device. So basically you have pole
spear.
It's like
a cocktail, a tropical drink.
With an umbrella.
No, yes. No.
And a slice of pineapple.
Think of a pole spear, which is basically you have an elastic band on the end of it, and you pull that taut. And you move your hand up the spear, and at the end, you might have three pronged spears as opposed to one, because the three will have a tendency to grab the fish and keep it on there better than just a one-pointer, like spear gun spear.
This device, is it coin-operated?
No, it could be. Maybe that's a new idea there, Bubble Boy, but... where's that drop that says that the dumb stuff is over yet?
Okay. Yeah. If everyone's finished being stupid.
I told you. So anyway, you use this Hawaiian sling type of pole spear. And the lionfish ones that they sell at the dive shops and stuff usually are about half the size. So they may only be about, I don't know, 3 feet long. Because you really don't got to get far away from the lionfish, because they are not afraid of divers. They're kind of dumber than a box of rocks, honestly. So they are a very good spear fishing fish to learn on. However, so you spear them, you get them, you try to shoot them right around the head, because you want to knock them out on the first shot if possible, because if you don't and they're still alive and you've speared them, then they shake around a little bit more. That's when the eels and the other critters in the area might get a little bit more excited. That vibration they send out is when you know, you could bring in another predator and then get into a potential problem. But that said, regardless, it'd be nicer to just stone them, as they say. Take them out right away. More humane for the lionfish, if you so care. Right?
Right.
So, You get them on the spear, and then you take your zookeeper, and you push that pole spear with the lionfish on it, and then pull it out, and then that gasket that's set in there in the PVC pipe keeps the lionfish from coming out when you pull the pole spear back out. So it's stuck there in the tube, which is a nice little thing to do. You don't really have to touch the lionfish at all. That's one way to do it. Another thing people do, divers will sit there and take some shears down with them. They'll spear the lionfish and get it. You know, kill it, make sure they stoned it or stab it a second time with a knife or something, make sure it's dead and still. And then you have to wear gloves like you'd be wearing lobster gloves if you're trying to catch a Florida spiny lobster. And you take those shears and literally cut the fins off underwater. That's a little bit more of a technical, it's not technical, but, you know, you have more work you have to do, and you got to be very, very careful, because if you get too close with your gloves or you, expose a part of your fin beyond the glove, those spines on the lionfish will get you.
They
hurt. That's what I've heard. I haven't been stung by a lionfish yet. Came damn close in doing that.
Yeah, that's not the story I read.
What do you mean?
Yeah, go on.
No. Pup and I, the scuba cowboy and I and Dominica, between the two of us, nailed 28 lionfish on one dive. So we've had a lot of experience doing it. And but I will tell you, anybody who does lionfish hunting, on a regular basis, most of them have gotten stung, because it's just a matter of time. It's not a matter of if; it's a matter of when you're going to get hit and accidentally move your hand the wrong way, or something got moved around, or you,
right.
Just accidents, and they get whacked and they hurt. They put a pretty good hurting. So it's like a really bad bee sting for most people, from what I've been.
So then, is that like jellyfish, and then you have to pee on it to relieve the pain?
Well, you just do that for your own enjoyment.
Okay,
yeah,
I follow.
But as far as other ways to alleviate the pain, hot water and compress, that's the way to alleviate the sting of the lionfish. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Jimmy the Bumble Boy is with me. Bill had to leave. What happened exactly? Well, Bill had to, he couldn't take this whole
lobster? Gaseous anomaly.
I'm not sure. He just said, fare thee well. And he took his cape and he made a big cape, like Greg, a Batman thing across his face. Oh, and he
Greg, where
dashed
are your books?
Away.
Oh, Greg, your books.
My books are... My God, he stole the books again. Are you kidding me? That rat bastard. All right, well, wouldn't be the first time. All right, look, Jerry the Diver Guy is not with us today via the web, but he is traveling through the mountains in Virginia tasting moonshine. And I think he may actually call in and just give us some hell or something. He's starting to text me pictures of him having his moonshine tasting. I don't know. Is he in the Smoky Mountains? That might be where he is. But he just said, tasting moonshine.
Well, let's go get drunk.
Yeah. Well, that's what, you do sometimes when you're not diving and you're in the mountains of Virginia, I guess. Well, but I think he's actually in the Smokies this weekend. That's why
Sounds like.
Yeah, it could be going
on. No banjos up there.
Also, Abington from the Abington Watch Company is going to come on the show today and tell us about the release of the new Marina watch. That just happened this last week. They started shipping. I got one in right here. I didn't want to set it out on the counter, guys, because I figured Bill would steal it. But now that he's gone, I think it's safe to show
nice.
This. Yeah, take that and pass it around there, Bubble Boy. And we'll get to this here. And
ooh, that's good.
Yeah, it's really nice. But she's going to join us. And then let's not forget the Scuba Cowboys at Bonterre Mines. And he is going to join us from a live report there. He's been playing at some event they're having out there in the mines, and he dove there this morning and yesterday, and he's going to share his adventure with us coming up here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. So don't go anywhere. Oh, I hear that. Oh, there's Jerry the Diver Guy. He's on the phone. We'll get to him first and then get to those other folks next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio.
When you want fun, just read a page from my dive log book. I used to say, live and let live.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But in this underwater world where we can dive in, should make one give it a try. Said, live and let's dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and Jerry the Diver Guy is on the line. Jerry, where the hell are you, man?
I am coming at you live from the Smoky Mountains, Tennessee.
You're in the Smoky Mountains. All right, fair enough. And what are you doing exactly? What's going on?
Well, I'm sipping moonshine.
Sipping moonshine. That's what they do in the Smokies. No, are you at that one place where they do the free samples? That's what I'm guessing, right?
I am at the island in Pigeon Forge at the Old Smoky Distillery.
Aha. Now, how does their moonshine compare with, well, other moonshines that you've come across in your neck of the woods there in Virginia?
Well, it's a little weak, but, I mean, it's still good, but
yeah,
not like the real stuff.
Well, it sounds like it's getting you there faster regardless from the way you're talking to me. Maybe?
Well, you know, you sip a little bit more than what you should. You know, you might get there a little.
Well, it's quick, free. You know, you have to. That's just part of the festivities of being in the Smokies and that kind of thing. Now, what are you doing? Are you just playing tourist today, or are you going to do some diving? Or I don't know.
I'm trying to be a drunk tourist at the Smoky Mountain Distillery.
Sounds like he's got that one down.
Attaboy.
Yeah, burr.
Come on over. We'll buy you a shot.
Okay. A shot of what? Penicillin or something?
Oh,
or?
There's about 10 flavors there that I'll try. Let you try.
Yeah, like what? What kind of flavors of moonshine do they got there in the Smokies this weekend?
Kind of they got apple pie.
Yeah,
they got a Harley Davidson one. They got
Harley Davidson. What does that taste like? Oil and grease.
They's a punch one. There's all kinds of stuff here.
All right. Well, just grab us an assortment and bring it down to Bug Fest. What do you think?
We'll bring the spring water to Bug Fest.
Yes, I like it. We'll
bring the good stuff.
Okay, so I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a good time for sure, and I know you're looking forward to it. We're planning to stay at the Driftwood Resort right there on the beach or right down there by the beach at Lauderdale by the Sea. Bugfestbythesea.com is the website to go to for all the information there for the end of July. And,
so I got a technical question for you.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Those people out there that have never been lobstering in Fort Lauderdale area, what do I need to buy before we go?
A tickle stick.
So we need a tickle stick.
Yeah.
Do we need a snare pole?
If you're going to use the tickle stick, you're going to need a net. So you could get a tickle stick and net, or you could go the looper. And go with a looper technique, which is what I use. I'm a looper. You're a looper. We should all be loopers, too, I think, just from an environmental standpoint.
Sucks to be man.
Yeah, well.
But before I leave this old Smoky Distillery, I might be a looper.
Okay.
Looped.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it's booze.
Yeah. Well, either one.
Who's drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah, what either, a fabulous day!
Yeah, either technique, whether you're looping or tickling, is a hell of a lot of fun. Yeah. So, from where you're asking these technical questions, it sounds like you haven't done this before, have you? Or no?
Well, I've done a little bit, not a whole lot, but, you know,
oh, do you,
there's some parts that's got different laws.
Well, do you consider yourself a tickler or a looper? Well, I mean, what appeals
I'm
to you
tickler.
More?
I'm a tickler. I'm a tickler, baby.
Oh, brother. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go back to drinking your moonshine because I have a feeling we're going to be taken off the air if I let you go any longer. Okay, my friend?
Hey, y'all have a good one.
Yeah, that's right.
See,
all right.
Jerry
the diver guy right there. And actually, I think we got – is this – who is it? Is this Abington or Pup? Who do we got?
Abington.
Yes, okay. See, I got him lined up there, Abington. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So, Abington, are you a tickler or a looper? I'll just come right out and ask you straight up.
Man, you don't even sugarcoat that.
No, I bother. Yeah.
I'm a looper for my own safety.
Okay, you're a looper. You know, you can have a lot of fun with the tickling, though. Sometimes.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Well, there's anybody's guess. But, Abington, first of all, welcome. How are you? I know you're...
I'm good.
We're obviously having too much fun as usual, but Bubble Boy and CJ are actually oogling your latest Marina dive watch right now as we speak.
Sweet.
Beautiful blue.
Yeah. And,
Thank you.
I don't know, both you guys, are you ticklers or loopers? I guess we better just put it out there now to make sure.
I used to be a tickler, but now I'm a looper.
Okay. See, I kind of switch back and forth quite a bit. It depends on the... where the lobsters are determines whether you're going to tickle or loop. And then, you know, the tickler has a tendency to lend itself to other activities after the diving day is done. You hear what I'm saying, Abington? But maybe we probably shouldn't go there. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
I haven't had any moonshine yet, so we can't go there yet.
Yes, okay. Well, that could change. Are you going to join us for Bugfest? I know you're considering it. Have you been able to work out some logistics yet, or are you still trying to finagle that one on your own? What do you think?
Well, I'm trying, but the thing is, it's all about if the airplane works, if we can get out, because I'm flying a small aircraft in with a friend to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And then Bugfest happens.
I wouldn't mind coming along on that trip.
The day after the air show ends, or like 2 days after. So if we can get down there in the airplane, I'm there for sure.
All right. Okay.
So I'm trying. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going out to Oshkosh, Wisconsin for the Air Avenger show. That's where I'll see Abington. She's going to be out there. We'll be doing some stuff for Just Plane Radio. And then, yeah, we come back. I'm flying commercial, but you got a private plane, and maybe you'll get it down there to South Florida to join us at Bugfest. It'll definitely
be
something you got to come down and check out and just witness it. You know, when you throw loopers and ticklers into it, the whole event is just out of control and a good time right down your alley, I have no doubt. Now, the new Marina dive watch has just now started shipping. You're taking orders at abingtonco.com, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And what's been the reaction? I know. I mean, last time when we took one of the prototypes down to South Florida, I mean, you almost didn't get it back because you let some ladies try it on and they said, "No, can I get this? Right, this is mine now, right?"
Yeah, the boat captain tried to take it as a tip, so we took that one back. But I gotta say, Greg, I've never had the launch of a watch go so well over the past 8 years of introducing watches. On social media alone, people are just posting photos like crazy of once they receive their watch with their dive gear. Yesterday, one of our customers, she got the blue one as well, the Bahama Blue, and she went to the World Cup game in Canada, and she took photos of her wearing it at the World Cup.
Wow.
I mean, there's just photos everywhere on our Instagram, on Facebook. They're emailing them in. We've already sold out of blue and purple. And
that's the one. I got a blue one.
You got a blue one, so you're good. That's because of the Kickstarter. So outside of that, we're going to be getting more blue and purple in next month, and all the other colors are still available. But I know orange is going quick, black is going quick, so it's been actually really cool. It's been really phenomenal. I'm pretty excited about it.
All right. Now, despite what some people have said before, I'm not a woman, and I find that watch very appealing, even as a dude. What do you think, Bubble Boy? You like that thing? I mean, would you wear that? Yeah, Bubble Boy likes. CJ, what do you think?
As long as it hasn't been anywhere near Christopher Walken in the war.
Okay, I'm not sure what that means.
I'm down. I like it.
Yeah, but it's very fashionable. The color's cool. Like I said, whether you're a guy or a girl, I think even guys would dig this. But it is designed by women divers for women divers. That's really what the market of this particular watch is, right?
Exactly. It is a 40-millimeter case size, and it is titanium, so it's lightweight. The case itself is actually fairly heavy because it's rated down to 660 feet. Mm-hmm. So there's a double gasket in there. It's a much thicker case, so it can withstand an actual dive. This is an actual diver's watch,
yes.
As opposed to one that just can get wet. So there are some elements of it that are very comparable to any men's style, and we kind of left it in more of a unisex type design, so because we have a lot of male customers, but this was designed for women. But when you look at it, you can see it going both ways. It would hold up in SCOTUS.
I'll tell you, I look at it and I want to go both ways.
A lot of men.
Yeah, well, that's just me. All right, we got more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Media.
The Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's Nanook.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
Where will you be on July 18th? If you love diving, consider joining Patty and Dive Centers around the world for Women's Dive Day, a special day to celebrate female divers and their contributions to the sport of scuba diving. To find a local dive or event, visit patty.com/women-dive. That's PADI.com/women-dive. Not scuba certified yet? Now's the perfect time to get your Patty certification and get prepared for this special day. Mark your calendars. Patty Women's Dive Day, July 18th.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Ariel, you're under a lot of pressure down here.
Scuba diver in the lock.
Man, I wish I could really drive this thing.
Speedboat driver on the dock.
We're here. Okay, turn on the ignition.
Sailplane pilot in the blue. Take me up there with you. The world looks brighter from this high altitude.
Awesome.
There are sailboats throughout this brilliant sky, but you cannot pick them out. If you can fly, I'm glad the earth doesn't care. If I go up there, if you want to.
is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yeah, a song from that dude from Alf City. That one's called Sailboats. Talks a little bit about diving, boating, and flying. How ironic, because we have all three bases covered with our goofy little shows that we do. And I cross over here a little bit and here and there with the flying and the diving and that kind of thing. It's just not at the same time. But I'm working on it. All right, so Abington, by the way, abingtonco.com, if you want to check out her complete line of watches. I definitely invite you to do that and to check them out. And that new Marina watch, pretty cool indeed, especially if you're a female diver. You'll definitely be blinged out, and the other divers will be very, very jealous of you for sure. All right, Pup, the scuba cowboy, as we've been mentioning earlier, is at Bonterre Mines and is on Scuba Radio right now. Pup, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. How about yourself, Greg?
Good, good. So Bonterre Mines, for people that don't know, or it's how far from Chicago? Because it's not far from Chicago. Am I right, or is it?
It's not that far. You got people from Chicago. Heck, we got people all the way from Phoenix. We got people from Canada down.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. So. But it's a couple hours or so from Chicago and some other big cities. But it's very popular dive site. Old abandoned mines that have been flooded that create this cool underground spring-fed diving environment that is kind of spooky but cool from what I see on the pictures. And did you dive this morning or yesterday or what?
Actually, I kind of got to go on the VIP dive yesterday, so we got to go in a lot of the caverns and tunnels and what have you. So that was way cool yesterday. But today was the actual treasure hunt dive, which of course the divers are all excited about, because this is when they win the big prizes.
Okay, so there's a big event going on, and they got to go down and find what? Gold doubloons and that have numbers on them and something to trade.
That's
in
exactly
for
what it is. They have color-coded coins, yeah. And each one of them is worth so many doubloons. And we're just now setting up right now at the end of the day when everyone's done diving. They have a great big catered barbecue, $30,000 worth of prizes. Okay,
nice, very nice.
Split among however many divers there is, whatever there is divers.
Yeah.
And then they bid. They use their coins to bid on these prizes. And of course, I play for a little bit during dinner, and they have a great barbecue at the end of the day, and that's the grand finale.
Cool. So. It's kind of what we're going to be doing at Bugfest here in a few weeks. Because
pretty much, yeah.
Same kind of thing. They got a treasure hunt, a beach cleanup, a barbecue. A scuba cowboy is going to play. We're going to have some mermaids. We're going to do a radio show. That'll happen. It's always fun to get these divers together and just share a few fish tails with friends, and that time we'll be catching some lobsters. And did you hear the latest news there, Pup? If you catch 10 or you take out 10 lionfish, you can increase your lobster catch by one.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
How about if I get the lionfish and you get the lobsters? That's a good plan.
I'm game.
I like the
lobster there. More than the lionfish as far as eating them. So if I catch them,
I understand that. I'm going to eat them. I'm just saying we can increase our limit that way.
Okay, just tag team.
Because I know how you shoot lionfish. I've seen you miss them more times than you hit them.
Oh, just stop it. Those are lies.
I'm just saying.
You're lying. Get it, lion?
yeah, whatever. But I got a song about both. I got a song about, hunting lionfish and lobsters.
Well,
so,
we played a little clip of Bug Hunter earlier in the show. Yeah, really dig that one. I'm sure the folks there at Bonterre Mines are enjoying that tune as well. You're playing that for them today, I guess, aren't you?
Yes, I've been playing all day. That's why they let me come in on Friday and do kind of a special, like I said, a VIP dive with all the vendors and stuff, which is awesome, by the way. Just absolutely. Last year I was so exhausted, I didn't really get a chance to enjoy it as much. This year it was just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Incredible. The visibility is like 110 feet throughout the whole place. It's just the coolest cave and structure dive that you'll ever do.
Well, do they have those amazing. Don't they have like blind shrimp or something floating around in there? Do they got any like marine life like that?
I haven't seen any. I don't think so, because it's not really connected to the outside world. I don't think they have any kind of critters down there at all.
They ought to let loose a packet of sea monkeys and let them
propagate. Well, they have two bass, they said. They have two bass that wander around.
Do they? So. Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'd consider myself a bass man. So
exactly.
You go there, but no.
But, I mean, they literally have. It's so huge. They even have boat tours down there. I mean, you can take a boat around parts of the mine, but it's all illuminated, from lighting the top, and like the room where you do kind of your checkout dive, where you would normally just kind of go and get used to your gear. It's so bright, you don't even need a light.
Yeah.
It's literally like being in the sun.
So,
I mean,
what kind of water temp you got, and what are you diving? What kind of wetsuit?
I was diving like a 7 mil. I think the water. What's the water temps?
58.
58 degrees, but it's consistent, you know, year round. That's the thing. Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's snowing, raining, thunderstorm. It doesn't make any difference.
Well, 7 mil
all year round.
Yeah, I know you.
You walk down the steps, you're there.
Right, you're a warm water wuss. So, do you feel like you need to do a dry suit type of thing? That's pretty cold there, bud.
It is pretty cold, but and a lot of people do dry suits, but I didn't, you know, I was using their gear here, but I've actually got Steve Dozier with me right here, if we got just a second.
Well, have him say hi, that's all we got.
Yeah.
Just tell him.
Okay, I know we ain't got much.
Say yay. Steve, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing today?
Good, good. So it sounds like you guys had a big event, or it's still going on as we speak, right? Yep. Well, okay, we lost him. He went into the mines and disappeared forever. I don't know, something like that. Hey, just settle down, you. All right, well, it sounds like a great event. We'll hear more about it next week from Pup when he gets back in the swing of things. We plan accordingly for a BugFest, BugFestByTheSea.com. That's coming up at the end of July. And join us in the Turks and Caicos with Explore Ventures at the beginning of October. So we've got a lot of stuff happening. ScubaRadio.com is where you'll get all that info and more. Till next week, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.